Good morning, brothers and sisters in Christ.
主内弟兄姊妹平安。
Let me begin by encouraging all of us to please turn our Bible in Luke chapter 15.
我们打开圣经到路加福音十五章。
Our focus for today will be on a very familiar story or very familiar parable to each and every one of us.
我们今天的那个主题呢，是我们非常熟悉的一段经文，一个比喻。
For some of you, you might heard me.Share this in our devotion already.
有些人可能在我那个灵修的时候已经听过我分享了。
But I would really say that I really love this parable.
但是我真的非常喜欢这个比喻。
This is the parable of the lost or the prodigal son.
就是那个浪子的比喻。
We don't need to be Christians for us to be able to hear this story.
我们不一定非要当基督徒才能听到这个故事。
Because morally speaking, this passage teaches us, or we can see a lot of good things or values out of this passage.
我们从这段经文里面可以看到很多很多好的教导。
But today we're going to approach this passage based on what the author intended us.
但今天我们要从那个作者的角度来看这段经文。
And we're going to look at this passage redemptively, based on redemptively.
我们来从救赎的观念来看这段经文。
So before we begin, let me introduce to you Luke chapter 15.
我们首先来介绍一下路加福音十五章。
This parable, the three parables found in Luke chapter 15 was said by our very own Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
当然这三个比喻是我们主耶稣基督特别安排的。
So what leads to Jesus saying this parable?
是什么使耶稣开始讲这三个比喻呢？
Before we go on to Luke chapter 15, let's take a look at Luke chapter 14.
在我们开始之前我们先看一看十四章。
The last verse or the last sentence, Luke chapter 14 verse 35.
在十四章的最后一节三十五节
He who has ears to hear, let him hear.
有耳可听的就应当听。
So, who are these people?
那些人是谁呢？
These are the tax collectors and the sinners.
就是那些税吏和罪人。
For us to be able to appreciate the parable of the prodigal son, let us have a quick brief run through of the first two parables, which I believe is connected on the overall context of this passage.
要更好的理解这个浪子的比喻，我们首先要明白前两个比喻，那个是互相紧密相关的。
In Luke chapter 15, it begins with, Now the tax collectors and the sinners were all drawing near to hear him.
一开始十五章就说许多税吏和罪人都来听耶稣讲道。
And the Pharisees and the scribes grumbled, saying, This man receives sinners and eats with them.
法利赛人和律法教师埋怨说这人竟和罪人来往还跟他们一起吃饭。
So in Luke chapter 15 verses 1 to 2, we can see two groups of people.
从15章1到2节我们看到有两群人。
Two of the both extreme.
他们都是两个极端的。
On one hand, it's the tax collectors and the sinners.
一边是罪人税吏和罪人。
On the second is the Pharisees and the scribes.
另一边是那些法利赛人和律法教师。
Which are considered to beOf the good side, in a sense.
他们可能是站在这个积极的这一面，好的一面。
So who are these tax collectors?
那些税吏是谁呢？
Tax collectors in Luke chapter 15 or in the Middle Eastern culture, these are the people who pay certain amount for Rome, to Rome.
在路加福音十五章或者在中东当时的文化里面，这些税吏他们就付给罗马政府一定的税银。
This is in a way buying a tax franchise.
就是买断这个收税的这个权。
So the purpose of this is they are the representative of Rome to extract tax from their own people.
他们代表罗马政府向自己的这个百姓收税。
Because basically these tax collectors are Jews.
这些税吏他们是犹太人。
So who are these sinners that are together with the tax collectors?
那么与这些税吏在一起的罪人是谁呢？
These are the worst scum of the society.
就是那个社会上的那些底层人士。
In our modern time context, these are the Chinese triads. Chinese triad, the Chinese mafia.
就是指今天这个华人的黑帮。
So because the tax collectors are filthy rich, as we can see in the other gospel books.
我们知道这些税吏他们是相当富有的。
And we all know that maybe one of the most richest Pharisees in Jesus' time is Zacchaeus.
也许我们知道在耶稣的时代最富有的税吏就是撒该。
Who after having a meal with Jesus, he decided to pay back fourfold.
他与耶稣吃完饭之后呢，就决定要把自己的所欠的钱全部全数归还。
So there's a lot of sinners together with these tax collectors.
与税吏在一起有很多罪人。
Because money is with them.
因为他们有钱。
So who are these Pharisees and scribes?
那么这些法利赛人和律法教师是谁呢？
We're very familiar that Pharisees are basically those who run the synagogues.
我们非常的熟悉那些法利赛人，他们控制这个会堂。
The scribes are the modern day theologians.
这些律法教师就是当代的所谓的这些神学家。
So these are the two groups of audience that Jesus had in this chapter 15.
所以耶稣在15章有两群的观众。
So it is said that the Pharisees and scribes grumbled.
这边说法利赛人和律法教师他们埋怨。
Why do they grumble?
为什么他们埋怨呢？
Because Pharisees and scribes consider the tax collectors and the sinners to be worse of all the sinners.
因为他们认为税吏和罪人是罪人中的罪人。
And according to the rabbinic law, they even consider thisSinners to be of the devil.
他们按照他们的说法，他们甚至认为这些税吏和罪人呢，像魔鬼一样。
Not even to teach them the law of God.
他们甚至不会教导他们律法，神的律法。
So in response to this, Jesus told these three parables.
所以鉴于此呢，这个耶稣就讲了三个比喻。
The first parable he told was the shepherd, which is also very familiar to each and every one of us.
第一个就是关于失羊的比喻，我们也都非常熟悉。
That there's a shepherd having 100 sheep, lost one of them, and leaving the 99, look for the lost one.
这个牧人有100只羊，失去一只，丢了一只，然后他就丢下99只来寻找那一只迷失的羊。
And after he finds this lost one,
他找到那只迷失的羊之后，
in verse 6 it says, when he come home, he calls together his friends, saying to them, Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep that was lost.
第五节说他找到后就欢欢喜喜地把那只羊扛回家，并邀请朋友邻居说，我走失的羊找到了，来后一起庆祝吧。
And in verse 6, it is said, Just so I tell you, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repent.Than over 99 righteous person who need no repentance.
然后他又说，我告诉你们，同样一个罪人悔改，在天上也要这样为他欢喜，甚至比有99个不用悔改的义人还欢喜。
Then the second parable tells us.
第二个那个比喻告诉我们
，There's one woman,
有一个妇人
，having 10 silver coin,
她有十块钱
，and she lost one of it.
然后丢了一块。
And he started to look for it.
他就开始找那丢失的一块。
And when she has found it,
找到之后，
she calls together her friends and neighbors, saying, "Rejoice with me, for I have found the coin that I had lost."
他就把朋友邻居邀来说，跟我一起欢乐，因为我找到我丢失的那块钱了。
So in verse 10,
第十节，
it is similar with the end part of the first parable.Just so I tell you, there is joy before the angels of God over one sinner who repents.
这跟第一个比喻的最后一节也相似。我告诉你们，同样一个罪人悔改，上帝的众天使也会这样为他欢喜。
So a run through before we go on details with the parable of the lost son. Likewise,
所以我们来看一看那个在浪子的比喻里面。
There's a father who has two sons.
有一个父亲有两个儿子。
And the one got lost.
有一个孩子迷失了。
Or died.
或者死了。
And when this lost son come home and was brought back to life,
这个迷失的孩子回来之后，或者被挽救回来之后，
it was said that there's a great celebration.
这边也谈到一个非常大的庆祝。
So upon observing these three parables,
所以我们看完这三个比喻之后，
we cannot help but notice the number three is very significant.
我们知道这第三个比喻非常重要。
Three parables,
有三个比喻。
Three valuable things that was lost.
有三件宝贵的东西丢失了。
And three great party.
有三个大的庆祝会。
And the reason for the party was,
这个庆祝会的原因是，
something valuable that was lost was found.
丢失的宝贵东西被找回来了。
And the overall theme of this chapter,
这个十五章的主题
is telling us the joy of the Lord over one sinner who repents.
告诉我们主怎样为一个罪人悔改而喜乐。
God will not wait for tens of people, thousands of people to come to him before he will start a party in heaven.
神不会等到成千上万的人悔改之后才庆祝才欢喜。
It is very clear in Luke chapter 15 that the joy of the Lord is whenever a sinner comes to him in repentance.
每当有罪人悔改的时候我们的主就会喜乐。
Now let's go on to our passage for today, the parable of the prodigal son.
我们再看浪子的比喻。
In verse 11, and he said, which is pertaining to Jesus,
这边他说耶稣又说
There was a man who had two sons.
某人有两个儿子。
Verse 12, and the younger of them said to his father,
小儿子对父亲说
Father, give the share of property that is coming to me.
父亲请把我应得的家产分给我。
Okay, let's pause this for a while. Let's pause here for a while.
我们停下来看一看。
Three characters.
有三个人物。
Two sons, one father.
两个儿子一个父亲。
The younger son.
小儿子。
And the older son.
还有大儿子。
Then the father.
然后父亲。
So, before we continue,
我们开始之前
As we study hermeneutics in VSOP,
我们在非圣都学过这个释经学
We are taught that it is very important to put ourselves in the place of the original audience.
我们置身在那个当时的那个会那个观会众当时的那个对象当中呢是非常重要的
For us to be able to understand what this passage means.
这样我们才能够明白这个经文当时的用意
We are not to do the other way around to take,the past and bring it to us in the right now in the present.
我们不是把经文放在我们这个时代，让经文来符合我们当时这个时代。
So let me invite you to travel with me back in the Middle Eastern culture.
所以我来邀请你们跟我一起回到当时的那个中东文化里面。
Not only their culture, but their time.
回到他们的时代，他们的那个当代那个文化里面。
I believe that this is not only applicable for Middle Eastern culture.
这个不仅可以应用在中东的文化里面。
But similar to Chinese culture as well.
也可以应用在我们中国的文化里面。
Being a father, or being a son, or being son,
作为一个父亲或者作为儿子
to whom should be the inheritance be given first?
那个产业应该先给谁呢
？It should be to the elder, or to the eldest.
要给长子。
But this parable that Jesus created.
然而耶稣所创造的这个比喻
It was the younger brother who asked for his share of the estate.
是一个小儿子来要他赢得的那份产业。
And we all know for the fact that for a son or sons to get their share of the estate, what should come first?
我们知道这个儿子要得产业应该先发生什么呢
The father should die first.
这个父亲要先去世。
So when the younger son asked his father to give him the share of the property that is coming to him,
所以小儿子要父亲给他那份产业的时候
This is as good as saying, Father, I cannot wait for you to die.
这个无异于说啊，父亲，我真的等不及你死了。
Would you just die?
你能不能快点死
？So this is a very shameful request.
这是一个非常羞耻的这个。要求。
And I believe that being a normal people in our normal mindset, none of us would dare to tell our father and ask our father about such thing, just like the younger son did.
一个心智正常的人不会像这个小儿子一样向父亲提出这样的要求。
Let's not take a look at the Middle Eastern culture first. Let's first take a look at our Chinese culture.
我们先看一看我们中国的文化，再看
这个中东文化。If a son said this to his father,What do you think would the father do?
如果有儿子对父亲这样说，你们认为父亲会怎样回应
？At least the right hands, or if the father is left-handed, it will fly to the face of the son.
肯定那个父亲会用那个右手或左手重重的打在孩子的脸上。
Maybe beat him.
可能会打他。
And they will have cold war for a couple of months or years.
他们可能会冷战几个月或者几年。
The same way as the Middle Eastern culture.
在中东的文化也是类似的。
But I believe the Middle Eastern culture is a bit worse than the Chinese culture.
就是我相信中东文化他们可能在这方面更严厉。
Because in the Middle Eastern culture, shame and honor is very important.
因为在中东的文化里面，这个荣誉跟羞辱是非常重要的。
Just like for us Chinese.
就像我们中华人文化一样。
But they went to the extreme that if a son shame his father in such a manner, if the father just so happened to kill this son, the father will not be liable to anything.
他们在他们的文化里面，如果有儿子是敢这样对待父亲，父亲可以杀死儿子而不承担任何的责任。
It is even considered to be honorable.
这个甚至会被称为是个壮举。
So we saw an insolent picture of a son.
所以我们看到这样一个不敬不孝的儿子
treating his father like this，
也这样的对待父亲。
But it is very ironic，
这个当然是非常有讽刺意味的。
That the response of the father was very positive toward the younger brother。
然而父亲这个回应呢，却是非常正面的。
It was said that and he divided his property between them。
所以父亲就把产业呢分给了两个儿子。
And it was said in verse 13, not many days later, the younger son gathered all he had and took a journey into a far country, and there he squandered his property in reckless living.
没过几天，小儿子带着他所有的财物出门远游去了，他终日在外花天酒地，挥金如土。
Not many days later.
不是没过多久。
Based on the context of the parable of the prodigal son,
我们基于这个浪子的这个上下文
，We can draw the conclusion，
我们可以得出这样的结论
，That the nature of this family business is agriculture，
可能这个家庭他们经营的产业就是这个农业
，Land, cow, sheep，
可能他们有一些种植，有一些畜牧
，And we are not talking about small-time businessmen here，
我们不是谈的那些小生意的那些
，Because it is mentioned in the parable that there's slaves。
因为这边谈到他们有一些仆人
laborers，
他们有一些工人
and there's fat and cows，
然后他们有非常肥牛，有肥牛
the father even have a ring，
这个父亲呢甚至有戒指
that is used to put a seal on a document，
这个用来是在那个文件上签字的
so we're talking about large sum of money，
所以我们在谈的是一大笔钱
so based on the Middle Eastern culture， two-thirds will be given to the elder brother。
按照中东的文化，应该大儿子应该得三分之二
，and one third will fall upon the younger brother。
这个小儿子才得三分之一。
So with this, it was said in the passage that not many days later. So let me ask you this basic questions for you who have a background in business or in commerce related.
这边提到没过几天，那么我来问你们一个有关这个商业的一个问题。
How can you liquidate an asset which is pertaining to land?Livestock in just a couple or few days.
你如何把这些土地或者这些畜牧呢，在短短几天里化成这个现金
？Any idea?
你们有没有任何的概念
？You sell cheap.
你当然是贱卖。
You devalue the property.
你会贱卖，减价处理。
Then people would probably bought it.
然后才有人买。
And those people who would buy this.
那些买的人
，The purpose is for future investment.
当然是为了基于未来的投资。
Because the only time they can enjoy this property that they bought is when the father dies.
因为他们唯一能够享受这个产业呢，就是父亲去世之后才能享受到。
And our passage says, after he gathered all the money, he went to a distant country.
这边谈到小儿子带着所有的财物呢，就出门出远门去了。
This is pertaining to a person because.The audience of Jesus are particularly Jews.
这个可能是谈到甚至是波斯，因为这个当时的那些对象全是犹太人。
So this is saying this younger son went to a distant country pertaining to Gentile places or Gentile nations.
这边提到小儿子可能去到一个外邦人的地方。
And there he squandered on reckless living.
他在那边是挥金如土。
At the end of the story, we will see that the older brother mentioned that he uses the money.And use it with prostitutes.
故事的结尾，那个大儿子谈到这个小儿子把钱花在娼妓身上。
And in verse 14, and when he had spent everything,
十四节谈到他花光了，他那个囊空如洗的时候。
A severe famine arose in the country, and he began to be in need.
又遇到严重的饥荒，就陷入困境。
When we talk about famine, it is not the famine as what we define it today.
那个时候的那个饥荒不是我们现在所定义的饥荒。
If you still remember what happened to Japan,
如果你们还记得那个发生在日本的事件。
When tsunami hits them,
当海啸袭来的时候。
Have you ever heard Japan complaining that they no longer have any food to eat?
你们有没有听到那个日本人在抱怨没有吃的？
When the Old Testament describes famine,
在旧约当提到这个饥荒的时候，
this is pertaining to that you have no other choice but to eat garbage.
就是说你没有吃的，你只能吃一些垃圾。
No more garbage to eat.
没有垃圾可吃的时候，
you hunt for animals, and whatever animals you hunt, you cook it and eat it.
你就打猎，打任何这些可吃的动物。
You don't have any more animals to hunt.
如果没有动物可狩猎的时候，
you start chewing your clothes or your sandals.
你就吃你自己的皮衣，自己的鞋子。
No more?
还没有吃的时候。
You eat newly born babies.
你就吃你自己生的那些新生的婴儿。
This is how they portray famine.
这就是他们当时所谓的饥荒。
So when famine comes, this younger brother becomes in need.
所以遇到饥荒的时候，这个小儿子就陷入困境。
So in verse 15, it is written, So he went and hired himself out,to one of the citizens of the country who he was longing to be fed with the pods that the pigs ate, and no one gave him anything.
他这边十五节提到他只好投靠一个当地人，那人派他到田里去放猪。
Now let's pause here for a while.
我们再思想一下。
If you are the Pharisees, what will you be thinking?
如果你是法利赛人，你会怎么想？
There's no such Jew who will be in such situation.
没有任何的犹太人会在这样的光景下。
This is in no way a Jew in his right mind will allow himself to be in this kind of situation.
任何神志清醒的犹太人不会让自己陷入这样的境地。
But still, Jesus relayed this story like this.
然而耶稣仍然这样的讲这个比喻。
When this younger brother hired himself and to tend pigs,We know for the fact that pigs or swines for the Jews are considered unclean.
当我们知道当小儿子让自己去替外邦人放猪的时候，我们知道这个猪对犹太人来说是不洁净的。
They didn't even want the smell of the swine or pigs.
他们甚至不愿意去闻那个猪的味道。
Why does this younger brother did this?
为什么小儿子这样做呢？
Because he doesn't have any choice.
因为他别无选择。
His tummy is very hungry.
因为那个有严重的饥荒。
He doesn't have any choice.
他别无选择。
And the Bible says he longs to feed with the pods that the pigs ate.
他甚至饿到想吃那个猪吃的豆荚。
When I had a little study on the word pods,
我对这个豆荚呢做了一些研究。
This is not even considered to be safe to eat.
这个根本就是不适合人吃。
There are some instances wherein pigs who feed on pods die.
还有一些研究证明这个猪吃的豆荚也会死。
More so human beings.
更别说是人了。
But he doesn't have any choice.
然而他别无选择。
He stick to this probably or certainly a Gentile man.
他就困在这个为外邦人的。
Who sent him to the pigs.
就是为这个外邦人放猪。
Without the purpose of paying him anything.
根本就不需要付他任何工
钱。Maybe this Gentile...owner of the pigs.
也许这个猪的主人，这个外邦人。
He knew that this guy is a Jew.
他知道这个人是犹太人。
And for me to get rid of this Jew, I sent him to the pigs.
当然要除掉这个犹太人，最好的办法是让他去放猪。
And he will give up by himself.
他自己就会放弃的。
Have you ever experienced to walk around just only here in Karuhatan?
你们有没有曾经在卡鲁哈丹这条街里面走过
？When little children come to you and pull your pants and shirts，
小孩子来趁你的衣服
，ask for money or the food that you're eating，
向你要钱或者要你吃的东西。
This is the feeling that the younger brother has。
这就是小儿子当时的感受。
He doesn't have any choice but to stick with this Gentile。
他别无选择，只能投靠这个外邦人。
Now in verse 17，
十七节。
But when he came to himself,
最后他醒悟过来。
So right now the Pharisees was enlightened a little bit.
可能这个法利赛人有一点 有一点那个醒悟了。
Finally, something come.
啊，终于有事情要发生了。
With sense.
有一点那个这些情理的事要发生了。
And this younger brother looked back and think back of his father.
小儿子就想起他父亲。
In verse 17, he says, "How many of my father's hired servants have more than enough bread, but I perish here with hunger?"
他说在我父家，在我父亲家里，连雇工的口粮都绰绰有余，我现在却要在这里饿死吗？
Hired servants and servants are two different things.
这个仆人跟雇工是两个概念。
When we say hired servants, this pertains to daily laborers.
当我们提雇工的时候，我们知道那是一些日用的一些工人。
And if I got it right, it's in the Mosaic law that if you hired a daily laborer, make sure you pay him at the end of the day.
啊，也就是说，你当天如果你雇一个工人呢，你要在一天的结束之后呢，要付他工钱。
Because they're looking forward to that money.
因为他们需要那个钱。
If you don't pay them, they won't have any food to eat for that day.
如果你不付他们工钱呢，他们那天就没有任何吃的。
And another distinction between hired men and servants is that servants wear sandals. Hired men are barefooted.
还有一个区别，这个雇工跟仆人的区别就是那个雇工他们是光脚的，仆人是穿鞋的。
The younger brother remembered that their hired servants have more than enough bread to eat.
小儿子就想到他那些雇工呢的口粮都绰绰有余。
So in verse 18,
所以十八节
I will arise, says the younger brother.
我要动身回到。
And go to my father.
回到我父亲身边。
And I will say to him.
对他说。
Before you, I am no longer worthy to be called your son.
父亲，我得罪了天。
Treat me as one of your hired servants.
请你把我当雇工看待吧。
I want you to remember this verse.
我希望你能够记得这一节经文。
Verse 18.
就是十八节。
To 19.
还到二十节，到十九节。
So in verse 20, he arose.
所以二十节他就动身。
And came to his father.
回到他父亲那里。
But while he was still a long way off his father,
他还远离得还远的时候
his father saw him,
他父亲就看见了他
and felt compassion,
就动了慈心
Let's stop this for a while.
我们再停下来
Let's go back to the Middle Eastern culture.
再回到那个中东的文化里面
Let's understand what would happen for such an insolent boy.
我们看看这个不孝子会有什么样的得到什么样的对待
In the Middle Eastern culture,After what the younger brother did, he shamed their entire family. Not only that, he shamed the entire village.
在中东的文化里面，像这个小儿子，他不仅仅是羞辱了自己的家庭，还羞辱了整个村庄。
When he come back to their village,
他回到自己的村庄的时候
the people of the village will start to mock him.
村庄里面人就开始嘲笑他
spit on him.
是吐唾沫在他身上。
Most probably throw stones at him.
可能会用石头打他。
Can even beat him.
甚至揍他。
And again, if this younger brother died,
如果这个小儿子死掉
no one will be held liable.
没有人需要负责任。
And if this young boy survive,
如果这个年轻人他能够活下来
he will have to wait out at the center of their village. At the center, he will have to wait.
他必须要站在那个村庄的中心。
Wait for what?
等候什么呢
Wait for his father to come out and have an audience with him.
等候他的父亲出来
Have an audience with him.
给他对质
And not only to have an audience with him.
不仅仅是要出来跟他对质
But the father will come with set of things to be fulfilled. Conditions.
这个父亲会有一些的条件让他这个来满足
But before that, the fatherwould beat this younger brother in front of the people.
在这个所有这些势力之前呢，这个父亲首先会在众人面前打这个儿子。
For the purpose of regaining back some of the honor.
就是来挽回一些声誉。
Because of the shame that this younger son did.
因为这个小儿子羞辱了父亲。
But the Bible didn't say likewise. But the Bible said likewise.
圣经却说
it was said that when the father saw this younger son of his,
当父亲这个看到这个小儿子的时候
he felt compassion.
他就动了慈心。
So what do we mean by the word compassion?
我们怎么来理解慈心呢？
Compassion simply means that you feel the father felt the pain that the younger son is feeling right now.
就是父亲能够感受到儿子所受的痛苦。
And what did the father do?
父亲怎么做呢？
He ran.
他就跑上去。
Run.
跑。
Middle Eastern culture.
在中东的文化里面。
Rich people.
这些富人。
Especially old people.
尤其是长者。
Do not run.
他们不会跑。
It's a very shameful act.
那个是非常不雅观的举动。
Just observe Middle Eastern people. What do they wear?
你看一看那些中东的人，他们穿什么呢？
They wear a very long robe.
他们穿长袍。
And this robe, they drag it on the street.
那个长袍在地上，拖在地上。
So just imagine, how can this old man be able to run?
想一想，这个老人家怎么能够跑呢？
He has to pull up his robe.
他必须要把那个袍子提起来。
And expose his legs.
把自己的腿露出来。
In the Middle Eastern culture, when you expose your legs,
在中东的文化，如果你把你的腿露出来，
it's a very shameful thing to do.
是非常羞耻的事。
It is as if in our present day, we run from BSOP gate up to Karuhatan with our undergarments.
就好像我们从飞盛跑到那个卡鲁哈丹那个街上，没有穿任何的内裤。
That's the shame that this father needs to undergo.
这就是那个这个大父亲所做的。
For him to be able to reach his son.
他要跑到儿子那边。
Why do you think the father did this?
你们认为父亲为什么这样做？
Can't he wait for his son to enter the village?
他不能等着小孩子进村庄吗？
Just as I mentioned, in the Middle Eastern culture,
正如我提到在中东的文化，
the mocking, the spitting, the beating, the throwing of stone will beginAt the moment, this younger brother set foot inside the village.
一旦小儿子踏进村庄呢，就会有很多的人嘲笑他，吐唾沫在他身上，用石头打他。
So what did the father did?
所以父亲就这样做了。
He shamed himself.
他让自己承受羞辱。
He take the shame of this younger brother to himself.
他把儿子的羞辱，自己承担了儿子的羞辱。
Does this remind you of something?
这个有没有提醒到你一件事？
The three parables.
三个比喻。
The shepherd.
牧人。
The woman.
妇人。
And the father.
还有父亲。
This is God in Christ.
就是在基督里面神的位格。
From a high place.
从高天之上。
He come down to this dusty world.
他来到这个城市
，this very sinful world，
一个充满罪恶的世界。
To what？
为什么呢
？Just to see us？
来看我吗
？I don't think so。
我不这样认为。
He come here to reach to us first。
他来这边要先
，Why？
到我们身边。
Because in Romans chapter 2 it is written。
因为在罗马书第二章说
，If I got it right， if I got it，
如果我的理解正确的话。
No sinners will come or would like to come to God.
没有罪人愿意到神面前来。
So Jesus from heaven needed to come down.
所以耶稣必须从高天来到。
To reach out to us.
来到我们身边。
Because if he would wait for us to reach heaven.
如果等我们去找他。
We won't make it.
我们绝做不到。
Just like the mocking, the throwing of stone, the beating.
就像这些嘲笑，这些吐唾沫，这些
We will undergo judgment.
我们会经历审判。
So he needs to come down and reach us first.
所以他需要从高天下来到我们
身边。Just like the shepherd and the woman.
正如这个牧人跟妇人一样。
They are the one who seek for the lost.
他们是那个寻找的人。
In connection to the prodigal son.
与这个浪子相关的是。
The father seek his son first before the son enters the village.
父亲在小儿子进入村庄之前就先去找儿子。
And then, he embraced him and kissed him.
然后他拥抱他，然后亲他。
What does this embrace mean?
这个拥抱是什么意思呢？
This embrace shows full reconciliation.
这个代表这个完全的和解，和好。
With the kiss.
亲吻呢
？In the Greek, it is if I got it right, kiss much. In the Greek,
在希腊语里面，这个亲是连连的亲吻。
Kiss much, many kiss.
亲了很多下。
So after this, verse 21.
在二十一节。
And the son said to him.
小儿子说。
This is looking back to what the son rehearsed before he decided to go back to his father.
这个是小儿子开始在背之前预备好的台词。
And the son said to him, "Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you."
父亲，好，小儿子说，父亲，我得罪了天，也得罪了你。
I am no longer worthy to be called your son.
今后我再也不配做你的儿子。
Period.
然后句号。
What was lacking?
缺少什么东西呢
？The verse that I ask you to remember.
我让你们记得的那节经文。
Treat me as one of your hired servants.
请你把我当一个雇工来看待。
Maybe because of the hunger, the son forgets about this line.
也许因为这个小儿子因为饥饿忘记了台词。
No.
不是的。
Because what the father did, the embrace and the kiss.
因为这个父亲用拥抱用亲吻。
It makes this condition senseless.
让他这个台词失去了任何的意义。
No need for this.
不再需要这样的台词。
No condition.
不再需要任何条件。
Full reconciliation.
完全的和好。
The son just understood that he experienced grace.
儿子明白了他正在经历恩典。
And this is what the Pharisees hated the most.
这也是法利赛人最憎恶的。
So right now, what the Pharisees was thinking is,
现在法利赛人以为他们想的是
，What?
什么
？After all this, we thought that there is something that is of sense.
啊，在这我们以为这个事情会有一些明了。
But everything is still senseless.
然而这个故事一切都变得毫无无法理喻。
There's no justice.
没有公义
，no conditions，
没有任何的条件
，nothing to do，
没有任何的这个义务要做什么事
，not even to say sorry first，
甚至不需要先说道先对不起
，immediately full reconciliation，
马上就有完全的和解。
Then， what does the passage says？
然后经文怎么说呢
？But the father said to his servants，
父亲却对奴仆说
，bring quickly。
赶快去
the best robe and put it on him and put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet
拿最好的袍子来给他穿上给他戴上
bringing and putting the best robe
拿最好的袍子来给他穿上
in the Middle Eastern culture
在中东的文化
this best robe is usually reserved for the eldest brother
这个上好的袍子其实 是给那个长子存留的
during wedding
是在婚宴的时候
，But in return，
然而在他回来的时候
，This younger son was able to wear the best robe of his father。
这个小儿子却能够穿上这个最好上好的袍子。
Not only that， he was given full authority by handing to him the ring。
不仅如此，他还充满了权柄，
with the seal,
因为他
with the seal for the purpose of stamping。Legal documents.
因为也给他戴上的那个戒指是用来做任何的这些法定的文件的这个凭据。
Bring quickly.
他说赶快去拿。
So this is a picture when we finally receive Christ as our Lord and Savior.
这也是我们最终接受耶稣基督做我们救主的时候发生的事。
Instantly.
马上发生的。
Quickly.
很快。
We gain sonship.
我们就得了儿子的名分。
And we immediately become part of God's family.
我们马上成为神家里的人。
Then in verse 23,
二十三节
,Bring the fattened calf and kill it. Let us eat and celebrate. For this, my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. And they began to celebrate.
把那只肥牛犊牵来宰了让我们一同欢宴庆祝因为我这儿子是死而复活死而复得的于是他们欢宴庆祝
Dead They consider the younger son dead
他们认为小儿子已经死了
Because in the Middle Eastern culture
因为在中东文化
After the son, the younger son did this
小儿子做了这样的事
They will have to conduct a funeral
他们必须要举行一个葬礼
，funeral for the son，
就是为这个儿子举行葬礼。
So now the son is alive again，
现在儿子又活了过来
，and there's great celebration，
然后有大的庆祝。
Now when we look at this，
我们再来看的时候
，why did the son did this did all this？
为什么儿子做这样的事？
He wanted to be free or had nothing to do with his family in the first place.
他起初是想跟家庭脱离关系。
He is fed up with his father's rules.
他受够了这个父亲的掌管。
He doesn't want anything to do with his family anymore.
他不想再跟家庭有任何的瓜葛。
He thought by leaving their house, he would experience true freedom.
他以为离开家就可以经历完全的自由。
Just like us.
就像我们一样
，We thought that we when we are out of God's law，
我们以为当我们离开神的律法之后
，We are totally free to do anything we want。
我们可以自由地去做自己想做的事。
But in reality， why did the father wanted doesn't want why does God want to keep us？
然而现实中，为什么神他希望他挽留我们
？Because that's true freedom。
因为那不是真正的自由。
If we go out and indulge ourselves with the world,
如果我们出去沉迷在世界里面
，That's the time wherein we lost or we lose our freedom.
那个是我们失去自由的时候。
Why?
为什么呢
？We became slave of this world.
我们就成为世界的奴隶。
So to continue, now his older son was in the field.
现在他的长子还在田里。
And as he came, he drew near to the house and he heard music and dancing.
当他回来还没到家门就听见家里传出音乐。
So the older son doesn't have any idea what's going on.
大儿子不知道发生什么事。
Why didn't the father, of all the servants he have, of all the hired men, didn't even bother to ask one of them to call his older brother?
为什么他的父亲包括这些雇工和仆人没有一个人去叫他
?Because the father knew that the older brother will not have any joy.In this event.
因为父亲知道大儿子不会有任何对这样的事情不会有任何的喜乐。
He won't have any role to play in this event.
他在这样的事件里面没有任何的角色可以扮演。
So in verse 26 it says, And he called one of the servants and asked, What does this things mean?
26节他叫来一个奴仆问个究竟。
And the servant answered,
奴仆回答说
Your brother has come.
你弟弟回来了。
And your father has killed the fattened calf because he has received him back safe and sound.
你父亲因他无灾无难的回来，特地宰了那只肥牛犊。
But he was angry and refused to go in.
大儿子很生气，不肯进去。
His father came out.
父亲就出来劝他。
And treated him. So here we can see.
这里我们可以看到
that the younger son
小儿子
resembles the tax collectors and the sinners.
代表那些税吏和罪人
and the older brother,
大儿子
the Pharisees and scribes,
代表那些法利赛人和律法教师
When we look at Jesus' ministry,
当我们看耶稣的事工的时候
Most of the time when he shared the gospel or about the kingdom of God,
他大部分是在分享这个天国的福音
Usually the Pharisees is here,
通常都是有一些那些法利赛人在旁边
and the sinners as well,
还有一些罪人
The gospel that Jesus preached,To the sinner in the gospel that he preached to the Pharisees and scribes or the self-righteous people are the same.
他向那些罪人所宣讲的福音和他向那些所谓的那些律法教师还有那些自义的人呢所宣讲是同样的福音。
But based on my observation and my limited knowledge on the New Testament, particularly on the gospel books,
但是基于我对这个新约四福音书有限的这个认识。
I have observed that I think only one Pharisee come to repentance.
我只看到有一个法利赛人悔改了。
I don't know if I got it right.
我不知道我是否正确。
So, looking back to the story of the prodigal son,
我们再看浪子的故事。
But he answered to his father in verse 29.
29节他对父亲说
Look, these many years I have served you, and I've never disobeyed your command, yet you never gave me a young goat that I might celebrate with my friends.
你看我伺候你这么多年，从来没有违背过你的命令，可是你没有给过我一只羊羔，让我和朋友一同欢宴。
But when this son of yours came, who has devoured your property with prostitutes? You killed the fattened calf for him.
但你这个儿子在娼妓身上耗尽家财，一回来你倒为他宰了肥牛犊。
And the father answered, Son, you're always with me, and all that is mine is yours. It was fitting to celebrate and be glad, for this your brother was dead and is alive. He was lost and is found.
父亲对他说，孩子啊，你一直在我身边，我所有的一切都是你的，可是你弟弟是死而复活，失而复得，所以我们应该欢喜。
So this is telling the Pharisees.
所以这是在告诉法利赛人。
You think you know God?
你以为你认识上帝？
You think you represent God.
你认为你代表上帝？
If this is not the God that you knew,
如果这不是你所认识的上帝，
then you don't know God at all.
所以你根本就不认识上帝。
That's why there's a need for Christ to come.
所以才需要耶稣来。
This is to destroy the illusions of the Pharisees.
来除掉这些法利赛人他们的幻想。
That they knew God very well.
他们以为自己非常认识上帝。
So looking back on this passage or on this chapter,
我们在看这段经文这一章的时候，
who do you identify with?
你认为你与谁认同呢？
Are you the younger son?
你是小儿子吗？
Or are you the older son?
你还是大儿子？
I believe if we are honest enough,
如果我们够诚实的话，
we are both.
我们其实两者都是。
Sometimes.We are the younger son.
有的时候我们是小儿子。
Or rather, most of the time, we are the older son.
或者大部分时候我们都是
That we think
大儿子。
That we already know God.
我们以为我们已经认识上帝了。
That we think that we don't need His grace anymore.
我们以为不再需要他的恩典。
That we think that the gospels are for the unbelievers.
我们以为那个福音只是为那些新信主的人预备。
But I always hold on to this.
但是我常常回想这段经文。
The gospel is for us personally.
这个福音是为我们每一个个人预备的。
If we fail to preach the gospel to ourselves every day,
如果我们每天没有这样的向我们自己传这个福音，
How can we preach the gospel to others?
我们怎么能够向其他人传福音？
Especially to the unbelievers.
尤其对那些不信主的人。
So looking at the overall three parables of Luke chapter 15,
我们在纵观这三个比喻，
we can see the joy of the Lord.
我们可以看到主的喜乐。
Is every time a sinner come to repentance?
每一次有一个罪人悔改。
That's why there's a pattern in these three parables.
所以在三个比喻当中有一个模式。
Let's start from the prodigal son.
我们从浪子开始说。
Two sons.
两个儿子。
One got lost.
一个迷失了。
That's 50%.
就是50%。
10 silver coin.
十个硬币。
One got lost.
一个丢了。
That's 20%. That's 10%.
就是十分之一。
100 sheep.
一百只羊。
One got lost.
丢了一只。
That's 1%.
那个是
1%.
100
sheep. One got lost. That's 1%.
那个是十分之一，百分之一。
But still, God look for that missing one.
然而上帝仍然寻找。
May God bless his word. Have a good day.
愿神赐福他自己的话。